I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Karen Kovacs, Marquette City Manager, for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. There are several items on the agenda, including an update for the commission by representatives from Johnson Controls about an ongoing project looking at electrical and energy infrastructure in Marquette. Here's more with Karen Kovacs.
Johnson Controls will be reporting on the energy savings that has occurred over the past year. And this is an important year because we're exiting that implementation phase. And so now we're about to go on to this almost hands-free, let's see what happens, full implementation.
For residents in the city of Marquette, they did experience this by changes with meters for their homes, but also like street lights were changed and traffic lights. But there was more to it than that also, wasn't there?
Yeah. So the JCI project, upgraded several buildings of the city. And we did things like making sure the lights, are energy efficient, and we have some of those things like the timers and whatnot, looking at our water, coming in and making sure that we're not having running toilets and things like that. But then also, obviously, the big one is the Lakeview Arena, where we have some energy efficiency and measures in there for like the ice and the compressors. But also the biggest one is the wastewater treatment plant, where we are really reusing our methane going out and actually producing energy that way, which is a big deal.
So the question that I have is, how has it been going? I know that's what the presentation is about tonight, I'm sure, but what is the city seeing? It's an ongoing project, so I guess it's a work in progress, mm-hmm. but what are we seeing so far as for the city?
We're meeting our goals and our expectations with this project. There are still some fine-tuning that we do along the way, and that's part of the contract. We actually have somebody monitoring these things, and they're also training our staff in order for our staff to make the adjustments necessary. But all in all, it's going to be a very good report, and I think we'll be pleased to see some of those things shown tonight.
We're talking with Karen Kovacs, Marquette City Manager. Tonight on the agenda, there's also something that is kind of somewhat related to this in a way, I would believe, is there is a climate resolution that the commission is talking about. If you can tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so the climate resolution is something very important and something that our commission is really taking seriously. And, this resolution states that there is an emergency that affects us locally. There is, some things that we need to be doing locally in order to help our city, but to help our country and so on and actual planet. So something that this resolution states, though, are those good things that have happened. We've had the JCI program come in or project come in. And mm-hmm. actually, I'm gonna report on this one and spoil the surprise here. But this JCI project has already reduced our carbon output by 30% or 36%. So this is a big step in order for the city to become, essentially carbon neutral by 2050, which is a goal stated in this resolution.
We're taking a look at the agenda of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission, which is at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers, Marquette City Hall, Barriga Avenue. Karen Kovacs, the Marquette City Manager, with me in the studio. One of the big things on the agenda tonight is action on a development agreement that is tied to a parcel of land in the Heartwood Forest property. Tell us what's on the docket.
Yes. So this is the local development agreement, and this essentially puts forward some promises from the city as well as some promises from those developers. So the city is committing to putting that infrastructure in and fronting that bill and getting the infrastructure out towards that area, which doesn't have any of it right now, right?
Running utilities, water, sewer,
exactly.
And such. Okay.
And which can be quite costly for a developer. But there is some really good points that the city wants to extend utilities out there. Obviously, we want development out there. We want to continue development. But also, by adding users onto that system, there is some benefit and some efficiency that are created at the plant.
So Heartwood Forest property is on the south end of Marquette, along McClellan, and it kind of runs out to where like the Nokamanon Trail Network has their trailhead out toward the ski hill and on that run. As I understand it, that this has actually been looked at as a definite positive to get the water and the sewer run out there because the NTN would like to do a few things mm-hmm. at the trailhead too.
Yeah, so we did have an NTN representative, Carrie Gottlieb, stopped by at our work session and stated that there's some real good things that are coming out of this. Mm-hmm. That trail that goes through that property will be kept. the developers have committed to building around that and really have taken that seriously. They actually see that as something that will help them sell those houses because it's certainly what attracts people to this area, right?
What are they looking to build? What is the scope of this development?
Great question. So as we stated, we are putting in the infrastructure, the city will be, but in return, the developers are committing to putting 60 to 70 housing units in this area. And they're promising to do it within a specific time frame. So I believe it's 30 months after we complete that infrastructure, portion of it. And they're going to be the modular type homes. The benefit to that is they're quicker to build. They're faster turnaround time. Mm-hmm. You can put in more at a smaller period of time. And you know how our construction season's a little bit tight.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about a quick turnaround and getting some immediate occupancy.
That's Marquette City Manager Karen Kovacs. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission is at 6 p.m. at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall on Barriga Avenue. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.